Public opinion polls conducted in recent days have found President Bush holding steady or even improving in his job approval and re-election numbers. That caught some observers by surprise given the rough weeks in Iraq and the questions raised by the commission investigating the September 11th terrorist attacks. Andrew Kohut is executive director of the Pew Research Center for the People in the Press. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
When were the polls taken?
These polls were taken very recently after, obviously, long after Fallujah and after the Shiite insurrection, and when things have been going very, very badly. And the public is continuing to stick with their decision. It was right to go to the war. There's more concerns about the war, understandably. More people saying, well, maybe this is not worth it, but they're sort of hanging tough with this was the right thing to do.
So is this attributable to the president's primetime news conference?
I don't think so. I think the horse race numbers and President Bush's approval numbers may reflect a couple of things. On the horse race numbers, it's probably that we're comparing them to contests against these test contests against Kerry in early March, when he still had all of the limelight and looked very good and was on his honeymoon, had bounce and all of the things that pollsters say he had. Now we're back to a more or less level playing field. And really what we have, these polls are all showing the race about even, which is probably where it's going to stay. And we're going to have some seesawing. But there's another factor here. I think there's a bit of a rally effect. And a rally effect helps the president. By a rally effect, I mean people are watching on television American troops fighting Saddam Hussein's loyalists, foreign fighters, members of al-Qaeda, and they're rallying to the president, which is what they typically do. And then also, Kerry's been blotted out. You know, all of these events, even though they're not positive events for Bush, they put the focus on national security. And when the focus is on national security, Bush does a little better, especially if the public is rallying to his side.
But the 9/11 Commission couldn't have been doing him any good. Were people rallying to him?
What the 9/11 Commission did, it raised some doubts about how great a job he's done on dealing with terrorism, but it's still his strong suit. But his overall approval ratings didn't slip that much. He remains at about 50-50. And the reason is we've got a 50-50 nation. People have made up their minds about Bush, and there's a lot of polarization going on there. I'm not saying that his approval ratings can't go lower or won't go lower. They might, but it's going to take a heck of a lot.
Is it the president's advertising?
Well, it could be the president's advertising, but in the run-up in our poll and in the Annenberg polls earlier in March, which showed the same thing as the Post is now showing, both Annenberg and Pew found the increase for Bush across the board, not just in the swing states. Now, it could be a little different. Neither Gallup nor the ABC Washington Post poll broke out the swing states. But my guess is, looking at the patterns in the survey, this is more a level playing field now between Kerry and Bush. In fact, not a level playing field because Kerry's not getting much attention from the public. And a little bit of a rally.
Are people getting their tax rebates?
Yeah, they may be, but most people tell us when we ask them about those tax rebates, doesn't amount to much for me.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bob.
Andrew Kohut is executive director of the Pew Research Center for the People in the Press.